Conservation experts are applauding the Bureau of Land Management for releasing two new rules that recognize conservation as an essential part of public lands management and strengthen accountability for oil and gas operations across the West, including Utah. Bo Kicklis is with the National Parks Conservation Association and says Utah's home to multiple national parks, many of which border BLM lands.
The fact of the matter is that, the conditions of the landscape across the state and also throughout the West are such that the BLM has to shift course and has to respond to these changing conditions as an obligatory matter.
Kicklis says historically, there has been a significant imbalance in terms of land that has been available for oil and gas leasing around the West. He adds the new rules also usher in bonding requirements for new federal oil and gas wells for the first time in 60 years, which will prevent further orphan well sites. 2021, Utah had almost 1,400 orphan wells throughout the state, according to the NPCA. The NPCA's Matthew Kirby says the new rules are complementary. They reform the federal leasing program to better align decision-making on public lands while considering ecosystems and community health. He says what happens outside of national park boundaries is critical to national park resources.
And so these rules allow a landscape-level thinking approach to manage across federal jurisdictions. The National Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management can work together to think about what a healthy landscape looks like.
Kirby says the rules target reining in mineral extraction and will aid in ensuring that leases are not granted on lands near a national park border, which he says took place in Utah under the Trump administration. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.